From the Free Presbyterian Church, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God. Now here's the host of Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Leslie Curran.
Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Let the Bible Speak program. I'm glad that you're able to join us, and I trust that you'll continue listening for the next 15 minutes as we bring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you're listening in for the very first time. Well, if that's so, I give you a very special word of welcome, and I hope that you'll continue listening and become one of those regular listeners to Let the Bible Speak. Make the program known to others, that they too might listen in and be blessed. Do remember that at the end of each of our broadcasts, we give the address to which you can write should you have any spiritual problems or concerns. We'll be delighted to hear from you, and I trust that you'll take the opportunity to write to us. There is a little booklet that we have on offer. It's called A New Beginning, and it's God's answers to the problems of guilt, doubt, and temptation. It's absolutely free of charge, so I hope that you'll write for your free copy. In just a few moments, the Reverend Ian Brown will be letting the Bible speak on the good news. But before we hear the Lord's message, let's hear some words in song, the SMS Men's Chorus, as they sing There's Room at the Cross.
The cross upon which Jesus died is a shadow.
Good morning. Today we're going to have a look at the theme of the good news of the gospel. But before we get to the message, let's turn for a short Bible reading to the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 7 to 11. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. Jesus in the news. If you or I had been in Palestine almost 2,000 years ago, chances are every part of the news media would have included reports about Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus, when he was on earth, was always in the news. The first to carry a report of him was a choir of angels who appeared to shepherds at the time of his birth in Bethlehem. At the other end of his earthly life, we get the thrilling account, the altogether staggering story told by the woman who went to the tomb on Easter morning, that Jesus had risen from the dead. What news that was. And during the crowded years in between, something sensational was always happening wherever Jesus was. And the people broadcast the news to every part of the country. I read in Mark chapter 1, verse 45, of the actions of a man who had been healed by Jesus. He went out and began to publish it much and to blaze abroad the matter. In Matthew 9, verse 31, I read of others who spread abroad his fame in all that country. And then in Mark chapter 1, verse 28, and immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. Jesus was certainly in the news back then. And our Lord is still in the news today. The everlasting Christ is no mere mouldering memory. Christ Jesus is alive. He is the most powerful personality in the world. He's a risen, living, breathing person of immeasurable power. And because he lives, that means the gospel which tells of him isn't just a record of his acts in the historic past, although it is that. It's also the soul-stirring announcement of what he can do and what he is doing in the present. The gospel is good news. But why is the gospel good news? I'd suggest that, first of all, it's good news because of its content. John Bailey tells a story about a little radio listener who, having been taken into church for the very first time, said that she liked the music better than the news. Obviously, she preferred the singing to the sermon. What she said about the sermon might have been fair enough, but she certainly knew what she was about when she spoke of the gospel as being news. That's exactly what it is, fresh, palpitating, heartwarming news. For one thing, the gospel is Christ's good news about God. Before the coming of Jesus, God wasn't unknown. For in nature and in reason, in conscience, in such revelation as had until that time been given to man, God's being and God's perfections and God's eternal purposes, these had all been partially revealed. But not until Jesus became a man was the Father fully revealed. Not until then did men see God in all of his glory. Jesus himself said in John 1 in the verse 18, No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, he hath declared him. Man has always had his own notions about God. Some think of him as a God of wrath and nothing else, a kind of oppressive, savage dictator. Others view him as a mysterious being who plays some part in the world, a kind of abstract first cause that the philosopher might talk about. But the God whom Christ revealed was neither a terrifying monster nor a vague abstraction, but a kind and loving Father. Your Father also is merciful, was Jesus' message in Luke chapter 6, verse 36. And that mercy was most clearly seen at Calvary when the Father sent his Son to die in our place. The hymn writer has said, Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Isn't that good news? This gospel brings before us a God who is full of mercy, a God who sets his love on us, a God who sends his Son to be our Saviour, a God who keeps everyone whom Christ saves for all eternity. The gospel is Christ's good news about God. The gospel is also Christ's good news about sin. Someone said, if God in Christ has not borne our sins, there is no good news to preach. I can't argue with that. And it's the confident claim of the Christian preacher that he is able to speak this comforting and reassuring word. He can point to Jesus, who is able to save through and through, right to the uttermost. He is able to tell of a God who pardons freely and finally on the simple conditions of repentance and faith. And Jesus Christ can save you too. That's the news. Your sinful heart he can renew. That's the news. This moment, if for sin you grieve, this moment, if you do believe, a ready pardon you'll receive. That's the news. I heard a rather interesting story about the great Scottish minister, Rabbi Duncan, they called him. Someone met him one day as Rabbi Duncan strode along Princes Street in Edinburgh, his head held high, his legs stepping out as if he was marching along to the lilt of some music that no one else could hear. "Dear me, Dr. Duncan, you must have had great news today." "News," cried the preacher. "News? Wonderful news. The best of all news. The blood of Jesus Christ still cleanseth from all sin." That's definitely the best news of all. The news that the living Christ can still bring the virtue and the victory of his cross to every person who calls upon his name. However, the gospel isn't only Christ's good news regarding God. He is merciful. And Christ's good news regarding sin. It can be taken away and dealt with. The gospel is also Christ's good news regarding immortality. Christ hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, is what Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. Eternal life can't be found anywhere outside of Jesus Christ. As he travelled by train to a preaching engagement, a minister sat down in a carriage in the middle of people who were engrossed in reading that morning's edition of the News of the World. Before long, the minister produced his Bible and he began to read. That attracted attention. Soon he laid the Bible aside and he quietly looked at his fellow travellers. "Ladies and gentlemen," he said at last, "I see you're all keenly interested in the news of the world and no doubt you find it most illuminating. But I have something better still." He picked up his Bible. "Here in this Bible," he said, "I have far more than you have in your paper. You have the news of the world, but I have the news of the world to come." He was right. Within the covers of this Bible, the Book of God, we have the one and only trustworthy source of truth about the future life. In its pages, the only way to heaven is revealed. It's the living Christ who makes this eternal hope a blazing certainty. For he himself is the resurrection and the life. The gospel is the good news about Jesus Christ because of its content. I pray you will hear it and receive it today.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church, coming to you from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:45. So do remember to join us at this time as we Let the Bible Speak.